Welcome back one more time now on Inside Agriculture. His name is Kurt Blumgren from Butterfield, Minnesota, State Executive Director of the Minnesota Farm Service Agency. Spoke to the crowd at Farm Fest.
Truly an honor to serve Minnesota farmers as a State Executive Director of the Farm Service Agency, which is the king of acronyms. I'm learning now. I've been in this role for 3 months, literally plucked from the farm. On the farm program side, of course, the FSA office has become much more interesting to us producers when we have low commodity prices. They help partner in some of the risk management. We have this SDRP, another acronym, Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, that came out with pre-filled forms. So that was a nice shot in the arm to those that qualified through the RMA, or Risk Management Association. So speaking of RMA, you know, we have crop insurance tools to access to guarantee some revenue, which comes in very helpful at times like this. That's been nice. We had CRP sign up 4 days after I started for both a continuous CRP and then also general sign up for new acres. Now the rental rates were down a little bit. I spoke about younger farmers having opportunities, so that's something we didn't need those rental rates higher than what young farmers could compete with on bidding on land, because the land is a fixed source. There's not more of it. So land base has a lot to do with farms and ways that they can farm with neighbors. The SDRP program is currently, sign up is active. You would have received a pre-filled form in your mailbox. I'm sure you all, those of you that qualified, are familiar with that. Sign up is continuing. There will be a phase two announced later in the summer or early fall. It's not been established the date yet, but that would deal with shallow losses and quality losses, and I think it would follow similarly with SDRP1. ECAP is something that came out in March and April. That was also a really nice shot in the arm. That sign-up is continuing and will end August 15th. So our state office is really qualified. So a little bit of background where I come from. I served on my county committee. I would encourage any of you there to look at that as an opportunity to serve and also understand kind of the process of what FSA does. So I served 25 years ago in that capacity, and then the last two presidential administrations on the state committee, which is just a stepped up larger arena. Five members are on the state committee, and that's another very important function of FSA.
Time's up for Inside Agriculture. Have a safe day, a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.